Blog Talk Radio.
Work, let's work. Come on, let's work, let's work. Come on, let's work, let's work. Come on, let's work, let's work. Come on, let's
you can
work.
Wish for it, or come you on, can work, work for it.
You gotta work for greatness.
Work, let's.
If you ain't working,
let's work, let's.
You should be working.
Come on, let's work.
To all of my workaholics, welcome to the third installment of our Work, Pray, Slay Summer Slay series. This is your girl, Coriel. Super excited to be here for another free training for all of you women who are ready to win. Now, if you are joining us for the first time or this is your first time connecting with me, definitely want to start by introducing myself before we get into this quick power session. So I am Coriel. I am your Chief Experience Officer of Work, Pray, Slay Weekend, excited as ever to present our 6th annual conference this November 1st through 4th right here in ATL. I am also an author, a serial entrepreneur, you name it, I have done it. If it's legal, I've probably sold it, and I managed to turn my $32,000 teaching salary into a six-figure brand. One of the things that I have grown most passionate about recently is passive income. And so I recently started a one-on-one group coaching program called the Get Money Gang, where I am able to help women really figure out how to create more wealth with less work. So all of that info is available at Coriel.com as well as at Coriel on IG. And then one of the most exciting parts of what I'm blessed to do is being able to host the Confessions of a Workaholic podcast, which is my weekly podcast show where we share the untold success secrets of fearless female entrepreneurs who are obsessed with success. I just dropped a brand new episode today, so make sure you go check it out and subscribe for weekly empowerment and encouragement. Now, today we are here to get our summer slay on. You all have the pleasure of hearing from one of our amazing facilitators for this year's conference. If you have not experienced Work, Pray, Slay in the past, I got to tell you this, even though I am a little bit biased, Work, Pray, Slay is literally the biggest and best women's weekend out there. There's no other conference, no other festival, no other convention that supports women the way that we do. Nobody is offering the type of programming that we offer at Work, Pray, Slay that's really geared towards helping women professionally. So we're not just talking about business and finances and entrepreneurship. We're talking about relationship readiness. We're talking about your health. We're talking about how to find success without all of the stress. We are really, truly dedicated to serving the whole woman. So we really create programming that serves you both personally and professionally. And I am just super excited, as always, to see you all this November 1st through 4th at Work, Pray, Slay. So this week, our Summer Slay series features Shaquana Chappelle. As an image coach, Shaquana helps the everyday woman cultivate her inner confidence while enhancing her signature image and style. She specializes in assessing a woman's style and coaching them on how to create their own signature image in a straightforward and uplifting approach. This year at Work, Pray, Slay, her interactive booth will give each attendee the ingredients to combining their style and nonverbal communications that will drive them to work, pray, and slay their goals. Shaquana, are you ready to share?
Yes, I am.
So I am super excited to have you, even more excited to present you as an interactive booth presenter this year at Work, Pray, Slay. For those of you who have attended Work, Pray, Slay in the past and you are just thinking, interactive booth? What? I ain't never seen no interactive booth. You are right, you have not, because this is our first time presenting these interactive booths. Shaquana is going to be doing some on-site style consulting. We have people doing skin consultations. We got a raw food chef doing demos. We have people doing personal finance consultations. So when I say we have something for everybody, this year, I promise you, you are going to get your entire life together at Work Price Play. So, Shaquana, start by telling us what the motivation behind building your brand was. Like, what inspired you to want to help other women with their personal style?
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably most women out there. You know, we've all grown up with our own insecurities and our challenges, you know, just the, unfortunately, normal things that us as women in this society go through. And so that has kind of been my motivation that has led me to my God-given purpose now, which is overall just helping women uplift themselves, love themselves, and build their confidence. So actually I started with my nonprofit organization, Embrace Your Crown, to just fulfill my purpose and kind of fulfill, you know, why I'm here. But I've always loved style and image and fashion, and I love getting cute, and I love how it made me feel. So I just figured, why not align my love for style and image with my purpose and become an image consultant and an image coach. So that's pretty much the motivation. Is just, you know, I just overall love to help women boost themselves up and realize their true confidence and their authentic selves. So that is what motivated me.
And I love being able to share, like, different ways that people have figured out new streams of income based on the things that they're passionate about, like how to turn your passion into a paycheck. And so you've literally taken your passion for fashion and really figured out how to monetize it. So I love that. Why do you believe personal style is related to your professional image? Like, we always hear, you know, image is everything, but why do you think it's so important when it comes to your professional image?
Yeah, because your style or your image, it speaks for you before you even open your mouth and say anything with what you have to offer or what your skills are or anything about your background. You know, that's the first thing that people see. So when you meet someone, whether it's a new hiring manager at your job or a new client, that's the first thing. Visually, they see you first. So as much as, you know, sometimes people always say, well, I don't care what people think about me, and don't judge a book by its cover. Unfortunately, reality, we do judge based on that impression. That lasting impression is what you want to make. So your style and image is definitely key in your professional life, with your career, your business goals, and absolutely with your personal goals as well, because point blank period, people trust people who have a positive appearance. So your personal style is something you definitely don't want to neglect when you're out here trying to chase your professional and business goals.
Listen, that is so, so true. I literally, I do love telling this story because I think it sums up my next question for you, but I'm sure you have some other examples. So we want to talk about tonight, like, how your image really can affect your income. And what you just said is so true, that, you know, you can say all day long, don't judge a book by its cover, but you are being judged day in and day out. And I was literally looking for a publicist a couple of years ago for Work, Pray, Slay, actually. And I had heard really great things about this publicist. Someone had referred me to her. But the day that we met, her hair was not done. She had on what looked like a club dress. I mean, it was like she was not prepared for this meeting. I, you know, tried to pull myself together, tried to look my best so I could present myself as a potential client, you know, looking professional. But as the professional, as the publicist, as someone who is trying to secure the bag, trying to get a new client, she did not represent herself well. So there was no way I could hire her as a publicist to represent me, right? I just kept thinking, like, there's no way I could send this girl into a meeting for me. It just can't happen. So that's one way, like, that your image can definitely affect your income. But what are some other examples, or have you ever run into maybe a client that may have, you know, either missed out on money or not gotten a job or just left a negative impression because of their appearance?
Yeah, absolutely. It happens more than we probably think. And the key is to remember that if you want someone to care about you and care about your business and your brand and what you have to offer, you have to show that you care about yourself. Like you said, you saw her, she didn't look presentable, her hair was a mess, so you didn't take her seriously. And so we have to take ourselves seriously. We want people to take us serious enough to pay us, to you know, let us secure the bag. But it all just boils down to your image, which is what you wear, your communication, and your body language skills. So, of course, what you wear, that involves styling for your body type. So she may have on a club dress, but was it too tight? Was it showing too many of the curves that we didn't want to show? You know, things like that. Wearing things that accentuate your figure instead of hiding it as well. Your colors, there is a such thing as your power colors, and the colors that you wear can influence others. So if you are walking into, you know, pitch your business to someone, there are certain colors you may want to wear that will influence the people who are trying to buy into your brand. So things like that, you know, wearing your worth is pretty much what it all boils down to. And then, of course, communication and body language, you know, how you talk to people, your tone of voice, making sure you're not folding your arms and how you sit. All of that works together. It's a total package that will literally seal the deal for you. And, of course, confidence. I'm all about, you know, confidence and boosting up your confidence. So if you have all of that together, you are guaranteed to win them over.
So true. And I love that you mentioned body language, because we often think like our image is only how we, you know, what we appear to look like, right? Our outward appearance, and then the things that we say or the things that people hear from us. But it's really what we're showing them. And I attended the ColorCom conference a couple weeks ago, and there was a session, my favorite session from the conference was on body language. And one of the activities that she did, she literally pulled five women up on the stage, and she read them. And I'm talking about read them top to bottom, from their personality type to whether they were the oldest child, the youngest child, to whether they were single, married, mama's girl, daddy's girl. Like, she knew so much about them just based on their posture, just based on how they were holding their hands, just based on the slight flinch when she said something to them. And I was just blown away, because people who really know body language, like people in HR and people who are doing hiring, people who, you know, really pay attention to those things, you might think you're getting over on them, but they're watching stuff that you don't even know about. So what are some ways that you are working with your clients? And is that something that you kind of help your clients through, or teach your clients, is kind of how they can use body language to their advantage, or even just what other people may be looking for, so that, you know, they can at least be aware?
Yes. So I do offer one-on-one image and confidence coaching, and basically we touch all of that. You know, we do touch the appearance, the style, you know, the fun things that everyone thinks about when you hear image. But we do talk about, you know, how are you communicating? How are you walking when you walk into a meeting? How are you sitting? Different things like that. It's more about being aware of the nonverbal communication that you're giving off. I do coach clients on that with their overall image. I also do confidence coaching as well. And that just basically, all of that just entails, you know, a style audit, lessons on how to enhance your wardrobe, style advice, and of course, confidence boosting techniques. I do also style assessments separately, just for the woman who just wants to change and improve her style the smart way. You know, sometimes we go about trying to go shopping and say, I want a new wardrobe, and we go shopping for all these things, and we don't know what we're really doing, and then 6 months down the road, you have a closet full of clothes you're not wearing. So I help women change and improve their style the smart way. And then also, I'm very excited, I'll be rolling out an online course soon, next month actually. It's called Shortcut to Style. It's a 4-week online program where I'm literally packaging everything together and providing it for women who desire to upgrade their style and just activate this new overall confidence. So, yes, communication and body language will definitely be included in that as well, because, like I said, it's so much more than your outward appearance. It's more so of how you feel about yourself inside, your confidence, and how that is portrayed through your communication and your body language. Because your body language, too, has a lot to do with how you feel and how much you love yourself as well.
So, so true. Oh, that sounds good. Okay, so what are like one to two things that we could start doing like right away? Like just some beginner's basic tips because they need to sign up for the class. They need to come to Workplace Ready to get, you know, the rest of the info. But just some quick tips, one to two things that they can do right away to start either enhancing their appearance or just like changing their image.
Yeah, so I would say the first thing is, and it may not be the very first thing, but one tip that I would say is don't be afraid to step outside of your comfort zone. We're stepping outside of our comfort zone trying to go after our businesses and our goals. Well, you can step outside your comfort zone with your style as well. Just take baby steps, you know. Instead of wearing your normal everyday jewelry, maybe incorporating a bigger necklace, a statement necklace, or some type of different accessory. Or if you always wear neutral colors, adding a pop of color with a lipstick or something like that. Doing small things like that will, one, for zone, which builds your confidence, and two, it exposes you to different ways and different things you can do with your style. So I would say that would be one step. And then secondly, I would say for sure stepping out your comfort zone will be the first thing to do. And then secondly, I would say know your body type and your body proportions. I'm really big on that because no one is the same size as much as society and all these big name stores and brands. They may try to fit us all into these certain sizes and these boxes, but all of our bodies are so unique. So I think it's very key to understand your body proportions. Of course, you know, I'm here and I'll be at work pretty soon to help you with that. But just knowing how to dress your curves plays a major role in your appearance. You would be amazed at what it can do. So definitely just, you know, pay attention to, you know, if you have wider hips or if you have a bigger bust area and just playing around with different styles to best accentuate and not hide those areas.
I love it. And we all know, like, how good it feels. When you look good, you feel good. Like, when you get that compliment first thing in the morning, can't nobody tell you nothing the rest of the day. You are just feeling yourself.
Exactly.
So if you could wake up every day, you know, getting those compliments from yourself, first of all, so feeling that you look that way yourself, and then, you know, getting that feedback from other people, like your life can literally change. So it's so important. That's why I love being able to present such a wide variety of different topics because we don't want you to just get your business together, but then you don't present yourself in the best light and you can't collect those coins. So we are really focused on creating the total package. So, Shaquana, last question, what would you say is, like, your number one goal? Like, if you can just impart one piece of wisdom or help women learn one thing when they come to work, pray, slay, what's one thing you want them to walk away from your booth, either knowing how to do or understanding or, you know, knowing?
Yeah, it goes back to my overall purpose. I just want every woman to walk away with more confidence and the reassurance in their appearance, but their overall image as well, to go out there and manifest everything that they desire. You know, we're talking about how your image impacts your income, but it impacts how you go out there and get your goals or start your goals and go out there and start chasing your dreams. It has a lot to do with impacting your everyday life. So I just want women to walk away with just a little bit more oomph in their step and a little bit more knowledge to walk away and say, you know what, I feel confident enough to present myself in a certain way to get what I want.
I love it. I'm excited. I'm excited for myself because I'm going to get some of this good tea, and I'm excited for my ladies too because this is so – it's so needed. It's so, so needed. Everybody doesn't want to talk about it, but, hey, I'm all about being real and presenting yourself in the best possible way. So for all of my listeners out there who are excited but don't want to wait till November to get up close and personal and connect with you, please let them know how they can find you online and how they can connect with you on social media.
Sure. So my website is ShaquanaChappelle.com, and I'm also Shaquana Chappelle on Facebook and Instagram.
Thank you so, so much for everyone who has tuned into our third installment of the Summer Slay series. For all of you who stuck around to the very end, I have a special discount code for you, and that discount code is WPS, as in Work Prayslay, WPS and the number 10. So go on over to workprayslay.com, secure your spot, save the date, start stacking those coins, and definitely, definitely meet us here in Atlanta, November 1st through 4th for Work Pray Slay Weekend. For those of you who are balling on a budget, we do have a payment plan, a super, extremely affordable payment plan, more like a layaway, available for you at workprayslay.com. So I can't wait to see you all there. Shaquana is bringing that fire. We will see y'all this November. Peace.